Are about right, and about Ruth actually. There's a thing that I think is quite challenging about thinking about the Amish way of life, for me anyway, is that like the whole Western culture totally raises us to think. Do you want some more coffee?
Okay, yeah. They're hassling me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The whole of Western culture is about making us think that the way you get to a good life or happy life is through freedom, right? And through personal freedom. And I think one of the things that's quite challenging is that one of the things that you guys are saying is actually that's not how we think of a good life. Like, how would you describe, what do you think when I say that?
A lonely man. No, it's kind of that way. It's, there again, I understand what you're saying. I understand. You know, that's how you guys would look at it. But I think just our thought is you can have a little bit of heaven right down here on earth, you know, if you truly, you know, just interact with other people. Because that's how we imagine it'll be, you know, when life comes to an end. If you get to heaven, yeah, I mean, it's interacting, it's being with people, and, you know, that's how we look at it. So I think having that here on earth, I think that, I don't know, it's just kind of, maybe it's the way we grew up, you know, it's what we were around all our lives, so maybe you can think of it as a habit, I don't know, because it's just always around people, always around the same community, reaching out, meeting people from England, I guess, you know. But what made you come over here?
Well, I'm just curious about this. It's interesting. It's a very different. It's a very different way of living. But it's really interesting what you're saying. There's all this evidence that thinking about depression, that one of the reasons depression has increased is because people are more disconnected, socially disconnected than they've ever been, right? And obviously what you're talking about is like social connection, like constant social connection in a way, which would suggest, which is good evidence why people would be happier that way. But it's difficult, isn't it? Because we're raised in a machine that makes you constantly think the way to be happy is to get stuff, right? Even just spending a day watching advertising, like, it's constantly telling you, you've got to have the stuff, you've got to have this shit that you don't need, you know, and it's just interesting to think about just such a radically different way of life and what you can learn from it, you know?
But it's, yeah, that's, I think that whole social thing, depression, it's just, Have you ever been in a conversation where you were thinking something all day and all of a sudden you could just even just come home and you'd kind of talk to your wife and you just let it out? You just talk about it. Boom, you got the answer. You barely have it out of your mouth, out of your head. And boom, the answer's right there. Why is that? Have you ever thought of that? Why is that? Now, if I would have just been on my machine all day, would I have had the same result? I always question that. Would I have had the same results have I put it on Facebook? I don't know. If it comes out of your mouth, it's all of a sudden just whoop, clear. Even if you go about doing something, let's say RVs, I go out, I'm doing something. And I'm think, you know what, I'm not sure how to do this. And all I gotta do is ask. And it's like the answer comes to me. You know, without even somebody saying something. You know, I'm thinking about cutting this window out here and so, but it just feels like I'm doing it wrong. Oh, right, I should be doing it this way. It's just, I don't know, it just releases everything. The older I get, the more I think of that. And the more I think back when I was a kid, even getting married, you know, they had the bishops going, communicate, 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 communicate. Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, we need to talk to each other. It's not bad. It's just you release something. You just have something on your mind. You come home and you say it, and it's just like you can answer your own question. It's only released out of your head. Boom. Ah, got it.
And I see that a lot with, because obviously I have to interview people a lot, and sometimes I interview them face to face.